This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what a great day right in the middle of the summer of love. Right? The mayor of Seattle, the Honorable Jenny Durkin, who today is, I believe, opposing, and I think that's a good thing, the city council's attempt to lay off 100 police officers in the midst of a public safety crisis in our city, with things not quite as out of control as they are elsewhere, but bad enough. We'll be talking about a defend the police rally, not a defund the police rally. And I don't think people were confused at all with what went on there. We'll speak to Jason Rance, my colleague, on our flagship station, AM 770 KTTH. He was there, and we will get a full report. There's also an example of McCarthyism, I mean hideous McCarthyism, on the left. On the left. As somebody claiming that criticizing Joe Biden means that you're in cahoots with Vladimir Putin? Really? We will get to that in a moment, too. But it is the summer of love, remember. So let's go on a brief journey, to the original city that hosted the summer of love back in 1967.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your San Francisco. You're gonna meet some gentle people.
You're sure gonna meet some gentle people there if you go in the summer of 2020. San Francisco police busted a meth lab. Now that's not big news. This makes it more interesting. San Francisco police busted a meth lab in a hotel room. Okay, that makes it more interesting. But what makes it most interesting is San Francisco police busted a meth lab in a hotel room that was rented out by the city to house frontline workers and a portion of its massive homeless population during the coronavirus pandemic. And by the way, they try to justify this whole program. They're saying it's for frontline workers who have to be quarantined while they're doing frontline work. Okay, I checked out the numbers here. And as of Wednesday of last week, there were 345 frontline workers and 2,527 people experiencing homelessness. In other words, what you're talking about is 85% are homeless people who are living in hotels and living in hotels at public expense. Law enforcement responded to a 911 call about a strong chemical odor emanating from a guest room at the Civic Center Motor Inn last Saturday. When police arrived, they found the ingredients for methamphetamines along with other drug paraphernalia and arrested two people who were staying in the room. Quote, officers conducted an investigation and discovered chemicals known to make narcotics, which were isolated to one guest room. Two adults were arrested for narcotics-related charges, some of which are possession of controlled substances, possession of controlled substances for sales, manufacturing controlled substances, and conspiracy. Okay, good. The hotel is part of the city's alternative housing program that was created in part to protect vulnerable populations, but it also has been used by people without homes. In fact, the great bulk, over 80% of the guests who are paid for by the city of San Francisco, that's 2,527 people staying in hotel rooms in San Francisco, which are usually pretty pricey because they were among the very virtuous homeless people. The program, which was also set up in other California cities, has been controversial as business owners raise concerns about crime spreading near the hotels as they fill with homeless people. I would like for the government to have a bit more of monitoring of the space, a man who works near the Civic Center Motor Inn told a local TV station from Oakland, KTVU. If you are housing people that are not there with a security deposit or anything, that makes them liable. Liability is the key. And this is hilarious to me. Some hotels in California have refused to participate in the housing program. The Los Angeles City Council voted in May to embarrass those hotels by listing publicly the hotels that refuse to house homeless people. And the first one on the list was the Ritz-Carlton downtown. It declined to take in homeless guests. Do you think that the Ritz-Carlton's business is going to be severely harmed because they don't have homeless people staying there? That people who are talking about business travel to L.A., because, I mean, Ritz-Carlton's pricey, and business travel to L.A., and I'm going to stay in the Ritz-Carlton downtown. Wait a minute. I won't stay there. They don't have homeless people there? What's wrong with them? I don't want to stay in a hotel that doesn't have homeless people next door. The city of San Francisco confirmed in May that it had been providing free drugs to some of the homeless people who had moved into hotels during the pandemic, though apparently not methamphetamines because they had to make their own. The city used private funds. How did the city get the private funds? Donations? To provide marijuana, tobacco, and alcohol for the people who are staying in these hotels at city expense while they are off the streets. Uh-huh. What an achievement. What an approach. And then there's this. On MSNBC, Nicole Wallace, who is a former aide to the Bush administration, she basically, she had on a guest, Jeremy Bash, who's a former CIA chief of staff. And she attacks Ron Johnson, trying to associate him with Vladimir Putin. Why? Just listen to this.
The intelligence community has reached an assessment that they have briefed to Congress and made public. And it says this. Russia is actively working to, quote, denigrate Joe Biden. My question for you is, Ron Johnson, senator from Wisconsin, is also actively working to denigrate Joe Biden. Are they in cahoots?
I don't know if they're in cahoots, but a senator, an American citizen, has the right to participate in the political process. The former KGB operative, Vladimir Putin, does not...
Okay, does not have that right. Can you imagine? I mentioned Joe McCarthy. It's the kind of question that Joe McCarthy would ask. He said, "Oh, during the recent war, Joe Stalin was actively trying to defeat Hitler. Now you were actively trying to defeat Hitler too. Were you in cahoots with Joe Stalin?" I mean, this is not to compare anybody to anybody. But that is one of the most obnoxious questions, one of the most off-base questions imaginable. but many questions for those who want to justify continued riots, demonstrations, and protests against the police. More coming up on the MedVed Show. Hey, there's a new movie. I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more, and you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, I do think it is very likely this week that Joe Biden is going to announce his choice for vice president. And Maxine Waters was yesterday on MSNBC, and she actually suggested that for Joe Biden, it's down to just two possibilities. Now, she doesn't really know, and she acknowledges she doesn't really know, but she's pretty sure that it's down to, well, listen.
I don't know exactly whom it's going to be. I know whom I would prefer, but I don't think that whom I would prefer has anything to do with who he's going to select. But obviously, as they have gone through all of the women, black, white, Asian, what have you, it seems to me they have gotten down to possibly just two, and that is Kamala and that is Susan. And so I believe that it will be one of them. I do have a preference. I'm not going to say who it is at this point, but I think my preference is going to be the one that will be selected.
Okay, she thinks that Senator Kamala Harris will be selected. I don't know any more than Maxine Waters does. I do know that Joe Biden is, I think, struggling to make this decision and to make it in a timely fashion. And the idea that the convention begins 1 week from today, That means that it must happen soon. And there's one more thing that came out over the weekend, and I thought it was extraordinary because today, and we're going to be talking about this issue in a few moments, but today the Seattle City Council is already guaranteed, and I think it's likely to be unanimous or close to unanimous, to cutting about 100 police jobs. Why? At least 30 of those jobs would be officers on the beat. Why would you want less cops right now? Is the theory that more cops, having more cops protecting us from criminals and bad guys, that having more cops to protect us somehow makes us less safe? Well, here's some unearthed video. Brandy Cruz over at Q13 and Fox had actually unearthed some video from the way distant past. This is so long ago. It's October of 2019. Okay, so we're talking about less than a year ago, where Seattle City Council members were campaigning. There was an election that November, and they were campaigning on more policing, expanding the Seattle Police Department, which you clearly need. That was part of their reelection bids. Now, here is what was said by Lisa Herbold, Dan Strauss, and Andrew Lewis, all members of the Seattle City Council. Listen.
I believe really strongly that we need to fulfill our commitment to the public to grow the size of our police department.
We are going to also need to make sure that we staff our police force correctly, and that means retaining more police officers. We've got some of the best trained police officers in our state.
We need to hire more police officers in the city. I see on a daily basis that there's parts of our city where we don't have the staffing numbers to have effective community policing strategies and deter the kinds of crimes of opportunity that are prolific.
Okay, that's less than a year ago. What changed? Why is it different today? Why all of a sudden are police the enemy rather than a solution to crime problems? See, part of achieving some kind of consensus in this country seems to me to go back to the need to define what are your goals? What do you want to spend tax money to do? What should a city do? Can we agree that one of the main jobs of a city is to keep its citizens safe? And by the way, even to be more specific, given the fact that in most cities around the country, in fact, I think in virtually every city around the country, black people are overwhelmingly, disproportionately the victims of crime. black people suffer more from crime than any other Americans, particularly violent crime. But every kind of crime, crime-ridden neighborhoods have been a problem for the black community for years. It started getting better back in the 80s, and then through the 90s and through the first years of the century, it's not getting better anymore. How does cutting the number of police officers, how does cutting out 100 police officers from the payroll of the Seattle Police Department, how does that help make people safer? How does it help with anything other than appeasing a violent, property-destroying criminal mob that has simply intimidated these members of city council? It's outrageous. Because this is a position that makes no sense. The mayor of Chicago, where they had serious riots just last night, I mean, with major injuries, 13 cops injured. She was answering questions, was Lori Lightfoot, and listened to her interrupting. The reporter was asking a question of the police commissioner, who's black also, of course, as Lori Lightfoot is. His name is David Brown. He was the great police chief in Dallas, who spoke so movingly after the officers were lost there. This is the way it sounded with Lori Lightfoot's intervention in a question. Listen.
It almost sounds as though you're saying this is the reason we have it is because the courts and the prosecutors were not doing their job, that they were going too easy on the looters from the last time around.
Don't take it from me. Just go by what's been done. I don't want to do a job for you, but just go by what's been done. There were no consequences for the people arrested.
Craig, let's be clear. And don't bait us, okay?
Do not bait us.
This is a serious situation. People are concerned about their safety. Officers are concerned about their safety. So don't bait us. What we're saying is, as a result of what happened last night, there have to be consequences. We've got teams of people that are aggressively out there identifying the people responsible, looking at the plates, and we're going to bring them to justice. But when we do, and we do make those arrests, our expectation is that this is going to be treated with the level of seriousness that it should be, period. Don't try to bait us, mischaracterize, pit one against the other. We're not playing that. We are in a serious situation here.
Okay, it's not pitting one against the other. It's the fact that the last time that people were arrested, there were 817 protesters who had charges against them who got off scot-free. The charges were dropped. That was by Kim Fox, the state's attorney. So what about that police rally that occurred yesterday? Big turnout. Will it achieve anything? Maybe talk some sense to the city council? We'll speak to Jason Rance coming up on the MedVed Show.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street giving the thumbs up to President Trump, saying he's issuing 4 executive orders to help Americans out as the Dow gained over 350 points on Monday to close at 27,791. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky says Democrats are the one to blame regarding a new stimulus package not being passed.
Sadly for the country, sadly for struggling Americans, the Speaker of the House and the Senate Democratic leader decided we would not deliver any of that.
Not true, though, according to Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York.
We offered to move in their direction if they would move in ours. That's how negotiations occur. That's how you get something done. The White House said no.
The Senate is in session, but not the House. This is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Medved Show, we were proud to have on Mike Solan, who is the president of the Seattle Police Officers Guild. That's SPOG, for those of you who must have some kind of catchy acronym. Mike Solan spoke on the Medved Show on Friday. He was also the lead speaker, the featured speaker, at a big rally yesterday out in front of City Hall. And I've watched video of this rally. I wasn't there, but Jason Rantz was. Jason, a big turnout, wasn't it?
Yeah, there were several thousand folks who decided to show up. Not all of them, obviously, Seattleites, but from the region coming in and saying, yeah, we actually want to defend our police officers, be it in Seattle or be it across the country. That we've been seeing a disturbing amount of venom being spewed against cops. And so it was pretty amazing to see so many people show up.
And it is remarkable, and good for you for capturing some of the audio like this from Mike Solan's speech. Listen.
Every one of us is the reasonable ignored majority. And I can't thank you enough, not only for your support, but how courageous you are that you're here today. Woo! Give yourselves a big hand. We are the professionals. We will not engage in violence. We will not engage in unreasonable activism. We will not engage with the loud microcosm of this community, because they do not represent the reasonable people. We do.
So there were some of those unreasonable people who were counter-protesting there, weren't there, Jason?
There were. About under 100 people showed up on the opposite side. Cops were keeping everyone separated because they showed up looking to engage in a fight. They were trying to get people to fight back. At one point, they taunted the pro-police crowd by burning an American flag and dancing on top of it. At one point, a woman on the pro-police side crossed the line, and she poured water on the burning flag, only to then get assaulted alongside a photojournalist by one of these Antifa-style agitators.
Okay, there also, the Seattle Times reported there was something of a scuffle far from the site between the Proud Boys and the Antifa crowd. Did you see any of that?
We didn't. So the Proud Boys group showed up for what felt like just 5 minutes. They walked in, they walked out, and as they were walking away, they took a lot of the Antifa agitators with them. I heard the same thing, that there was some kind of scuffle, that the Proud Boys had some a water bottle thrown at them. I assume they probably fought back, and it only lasted a few minutes, and then they moved on. I mean, for the most part, it was actually remarkably peaceful outside of the assault, which, of course, is disgusting and should never have happened. But as much as the Antifa side was trying to get into fights, all the pro-police side did, which, by the way, I was one of them, all we did was kind of stand there and try to have conversations.
Okay, in terms of conversations, today the city council is going to be debating cutting 100 personnel from the police department, including, as I understand it, at least 34 cops on the beat, could be more. When they try to make a case that this is going to make the city safer and better, how do they do that?
Well, they don't do a very good job of it, but what they basically say is, look, we're actually going to put the money that we're saving into community organizations that go at the root cause of violence, going into education, going into basically organizations that connect people before they go down that path of maybe joining a gang. There's nothing wrong with community-based investments. I will simply say they are presuming that all of these community-based investments are going to work immediately, and that any of the surge in crime that we've been seeing in this region will just cease to exist because all of a sudden you're giving money to these organizations which already receive money and have not given us that much return on the investment yet. It could certainly work long term, and as you know, going after root causes of violence and poverty and what, like, that's not easy, and it's going to take a lot of work, and yes, it's going to take a lot of money. But they're doing it in reverse. Rather than showing proof of concept, right? Giving the money and saying, hey, look, our gun violence rates went down 3%. Let's maybe cut from policing. They're just assuming that they're going to have results. And of course, that's going to be dangerous. Now, at the same time, it's not just the beat cops who are getting impacted here. They're trying to completely decimate the navigation team. Now, the navigation team with the SPD is a group of specialized officers that are making contact with the homeless, trying to get them off the street, ensuring that they have connections to the resources that they need. But because they're also involved in cleaning out the homeless encampments, it apparently is inhumane and has to stop.
Okay, is there any voice in City Hall? I think Mayor Durkin is opposed to these layoffs of cops, right?
Yes, she is.
Okay, other than the mayor and the police chief, God bless her, Carmen Best, is there anyone in the city council who's reconsidering this anti-police agenda?
Yes. So you've got two council members, one Alex Peterson and the other Deborah Juarez, that Peterson will probably end up voting in favor of this budgetary cut. Deborah Juarez is actually out this entire week, but she sent messages suggesting that this idea that we go down to defund by 50% before even taking a look at the budget was unwise. She said you're basically about to cash a really bad check. So on record, she's been saying that she would oppose these budgetary cuts, but she doesn't actually have to oppose them because she's out this week. Although she's also said that it's not just a few bad apples within the police department, that the tree is rotten. So she's certainly sending some mixed messages. And I think ultimately Deborah Juarez in particular is trying to quiet some of the anti-cop activists who have come to her home and have, you know, pushed threats against her while voting. Ultimately, she would have voted with the pro-police side.
Jason, you live in town, and I live not far out of town, but still out of town. Do you really believe that there is a majority in the city of Seattle of people who are citizens and registered voters who want to see the police department cut by one half?
No, that's 100% incorrect. We have three polls right now taken with the within the last 10 days suggesting that defunding the police to the tune of where the council wants is wildly unpopular, that the people actually trust Chief Carmen Best to transform this police department and address any of the concerns. There are regular Seattleites who have concerns, and certainly there are some who can look at any governmental agency and say, okay, that budget's a little bit bloated. But very few people are actually taking the position of defunding where this council wants to go. And it's not just backed by the polls. I mean, you can look at who showed up yesterday to this rally. These are folks who live in Wallingford and West Seattle. These are folks who, as they were driving by, were honking their horns in support of the message. The folks who want to defund and abolish, it's a small group of very, very, very loud activists. They live in the Central District, and they live in Capitol Hill. They maraud through the streets of Seattle. I don't know if you caught this last night, but after the peaceful police protest, the activists got together on the left, and they, again, wander through the streets of Seattle destroying businesses. And this is how they get their way. They act out violently, and they end up getting rewarded. It's pretty alarming.
Well, you get rewarded by having fewer police available to stop you from smashing windows and destroying businesses. Jason Rance, keep it up. I miss seeing you, given the fact that I've been working at home. Jason, of course, is the wildly popular afternoon host who follows my show on AM 770 every weekday from 3 to 6. So folks can stay tuned to hear more of Jason coming up. And for us coming up, Nancy Pelosi, who may be losing it, has just proudly announced an endorsement for Joe Biden. And I don't think it's an endorsement that Joe Biden wants. I really don't. And I have an email that came in from Walla Walla, one of our proud affiliates, challenging me on that.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved show, Nancy Pelosi, who is the center of attention right now because she basically could single-handedly greatly boost the American economy, lift the national mood, help literally tens of millions of Americans. If she would simply come forward and reach agreement with the President of the United States and with the Republicans in the U.S. Senate, they're not that far apart. The Democrats are demanding a $3 trillion bill. The Republicans have proposed a $1 trillion bill. Should they be able to work something out? They should. But Nancy Pelosi talked about an endorsement for Joe Biden, a preference for Joe Biden, which I don't think really is going to help Vice President Biden and his campaign. What preference is it? Whose endorsement? Well, listen to Speaker Pelosi on CNN.
I take second place to no one on my criticism of China for over 30 years. I said to my staff the other day, they say I'm the most unliked American and disliked American in China. They say, no, they don't say that. They say you're the most hated American in China because of their human rights violations, their trade policy, their proliferation of weapons and that. But so I have criticism for saying this. But the Chinese, what they said is China would prefer Joe Biden, whether they do. That's their conclusion, that they would prefer Joe Biden.
Okay. How, I don't understand. In other words, she's acknowledging that China, according to the intelligence agencies, would prefer Joe Biden. Those same intelligence agencies said that Russia was working to denigrate Joe Biden and to make it possible for Trump to win again. But given the fact that Nancy Pelosi is trying to say, oh my goodness, she has such a strong record of being anti-Chinese, which I think she's overstating, then why is it that the Chinese would so clearly favor her candidate? It is something that people can ask about. President Trump is live right now. He is talking about mail-in voting. Let's listen.
People should vote like they did in World War I and World War II. and your numbers will be in 90 days or less. Your numbers will be very good, I think, much better on the coronavirus or the China virus. But it's something you have to look at and say, this is just crazy. This just came out, 500,000 incorrect ballot applications sent all over the state of Virginia to many people that weren't living. They had some sent to pets, dogs. This is what we're going to get into, and it's going to be a disaster, and it's going to be thought of very poorly, and it's going to hurt our country. After our news conference Saturday night and the pro-growth announcement, with pro-jobs, pro-health safety, executive orders, the stock market went up 358 points today. So we issued those executive orders, and the stock market went up 358 points today. It's quite a reaction. The Dow Jones and the S&P 500 are now up 50% since March. 50%. Think if you had money in there, if you put your money in March, you're 50%. The NASDAQ index continues to set new records. It's been up over 14 times. New record in NASDAQ. And the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones are going to be, I mean, the way they're going, it looks like they're just about going to be topping records hopefully soon. Excuse me?
All right, so the president just started his...
What was happening? They just pulled the president away? And any... Well, let's see if there's any explanation. Can we... the Secret Service wanted the president to go with them. Where was this? Was this in the White House press briefing? At the press briefing room? Okay. This is very concerning. Jeremy, is there any explanation for it? I understand. Okay. If we get any explanation, we will certainly share it with you. This is another first. Well, it gives me a chance to deal with an email that I just received from David in Walla Walla. He says, Michael, don't you want to reduce any sort of harmful risk to your neighbors? Then stop driving your car. That is how ridiculously you sound when you disparage people that don't want to wear masks. Okay, David, let me put two things in context here. Giving up driving my car is a very serious inconvenience and a very serious sacrifice. If it's necessary to do it for public health or something like that, if you really don't like my driving, or if my driving is disqualified because I'm held to be a reckless driver, okay. However, it's a big sacrifice. Wearing a mask is not. It may be a little bit inconvenient, but you're sacrificing almost nothing. There's something else here, too. I just looked it up. The number of traffic fatalities most recently measured in the United States is 37,000 a year. Okay, we have in the first half a year, over 150,000 dead from coronavirus. So what you're talking about in the course of a year is nine times the level of fatalities. And if the simple and harmless, really harmless thing of wearing a mask can make your neighbors feel better and more secure and might actually have some benefit in protecting them, as most of the science seems to indicate, why not? Why not? Speaking of why not, there is a new movie. It's out on HBO Max. and it stars Seth Rogen. It could be his best performance ever, but is the film worth seeing? It has an interesting premise based on a New Yorker short story from years ago. The movie is called An American Pickle. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Seth Rogen plays a Jewish immigrant 100 years ago who falls into a giant pickle barrel and is miraculously preserved until he reawakens in the present day and encounters his own great-grandson, also played by Seth Rogen in An American Pickle, now streaming on HBO Max.
We were able to track down a great-grandson.
Dream Bob! This is nuts.
Yeah, but it's also occasionally funny and touching. The problem with the film is the screenplay demands that the Rip Van Winkle time traveler must become bitter enemies with his own doofus great-grandson, and in the process undermines the sympathy that had been built up for this hard-working immigrant from another era. There's material that's sure to offend both Christian and Jewish believers, and an unwelcome edge of nastiness that makes this PG-13 project a needlessly sour and American pickle. 2.5 stars. Okay, we do have word, it's being reported by CNN, that the White House is on lockdown, and which is why they came to remove President Trump in mid-sentence, which I just don't remember that happening before. Sirens were heard outside the White House, and let us hope, for the sake of our country and for all of the people who work on behalf of the people in the White House, let us hope that whatever the danger is, it is quickly neutralized. It's so tough. And the president was just talking about how the market was going up. And look, wouldn't it be great if we could have some good news? And as far as the president is concerned, he was talking before about mail-in voting. What we really, really need a lot is some kind of prearranged, bipartisan, unassailable commission to monitor the election and to make sure that it proceeds without constant lawsuits and without constant partisan bickering and discrediting of what should be an honorable process. May God make it possible for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Can't get a Wi-Fi signal where you want it? There's a new solution out there from Sea Crane. It extends your Wi-Fi range up to half a mile away. Wi-Fi is super important, but the Wi-Fi signal doesn't travel very far. Sea Crane has a new solution called the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System. It provides a new reliable Wi-Fi to half a mile away, and it works with all Wi-Fi devices and saves you the cost of a new internet service. The CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System provides basic internet service for surfing the web, making Skype calls, watching standard quality video on TV, and most important, streaming audio from CRN Talk Radio. You must have a line of sight view between the CC Vector and your host router. Best of all, you have Sea Crane's friendly crew to help you set it up. Check it out, the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System at seacrane.com/booster. That's seacrane.com/booster, or call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.